Every year in America, around 42,000 people kill themselves. Suicide is the second most common non-illness-related cause of death, but prevention advocates say the issue remains hidden and stigmatized. However, a series of high-profile events have brought suicide into the spotlight in the Central Valley recently. Valley Public Radio's Jeffrey Hess reports many suicide advocates say the key to prevention is in talking about it.
Three Clovis West High School students, a newly elected Bakersfield City Council member, and a Bakersfield transgender community activist all have taken their own lives in the last 6 months. The issue strikes close to home for Carmen Vargas, whose father...
He committed suicide in a church in one of the rural areas around here.
And brother...
With my brother. Now, my brother committed suicide when I was 26.
Vargas herself even attempted a suicide.
I tried to take some pills and made sure that I had enough of them in my system. I went on the internet and I was like, what's a lethal dose of?
A last-minute change of heart caused Vargas to throw up the pills, saving her life. Now, when she hears stories about other suicides in the Central Valley, she recommits herself to bringing suicide out of the shadows and helping people understand what drove her and maybe help save a life.
That is all the pain that they can imagine right there. And can you think, the most horrible pain you have and think that it's never going to go away? If you had a toothache and you think, this is never going to go away. They're going to pull it out, but it's still going to hurt. It's that desperation of, how do I fix it?
Suicide prevention advocates say it's hard to generalize about what causes each person to take their own life. However, what they do say is that when these cases hit the media, it's an opportunity to destigmatize suicide, making it okay to talk about, similar to how cancer was once taboo. Stan Collins is a suicide prevention expert who works in the Central Valley. He says the biggest fear that needs to be broken is that talking about suicide will somehow tip a person into making the decision to kill themselves, when instead it can have the opposite effect.
That suicides can actually decrease and help seeking can actually increase. So when Robin Williams died by suicide, what we saw from that is a huge spike in visits to suicide prevention and mental health websites.
The Central Valley has a rate of suicide roughly consistent with the rest of the country. However, the numbers can fluctuate widely from year to year, and not every suicide is counted because sometimes it's difficult to tell if a person took their own life. Still, suicide clusters, like the one at Clovis West, and high-profile cases, like the city council member and community activist in Bakersfield, have health and political leaders saying the Valley has to do more. Fresno County Behavioral Health Director Dewan Utecht says Fresno County is in the process of putting together a suicide prevention task force.
It's an opportunity for us to put the focus on why do suicides happen and what can we do collectively to address the underlying issues, because there's always a reason.
She says other places in the Valley, like Tulare and Kings County, already have a suicide prevention task force. Last week, the mental health director for Kern County went before the Board of Supervisors to sound the alarm about the need for more suicide prevention. The state recently passed a law requiring every school district to develop a formal suicide prevention and response plan. Assemblymember Patrick O'Donnell of Long Beach, a former middle and high school teacher, wrote the law after hearing concerns that schools were not doing enough to help their students.
The plans need to focus on prevention, intervention, and postvention. Postvention meaning when an incident has occurred at a school or off school site, but to a student, that the school has a plan to address that too.
Most districts already have plans in place, but are now working to make sure they have formalized plans that comply with the state law before the start of the next school year. For Carmen, who survived her own suicide attempt, she just hopes more people hear the stories and talk about suicide with their friends and family.
My story isn't as uncommon as you think, There is a lot of family members that, have had that in their families.
For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Jeffrey Hess.